faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's this WAP doesn't lie. The No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I see Niz is in the house, and my co-host, Ann.
Happy Friday.
You like that drum roll?
Very nice.
Let's kick it, people.
Hit it.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Improving. Been so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
Call your name. I don't want
no
people to know
you're
in here.
How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ah. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Let's take them up, Fred.
You want to do it again, huh? Yeah, let's go on.
Gotta take you high. Yeah. Bam. Brother.
Yeah.
Now I want everybody. Let's play it, blow about two choruses. But I want to wave in. Let's go until we get this now. All right.
Here comes the horns. That's
that
my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can play a trumpet.
Take us higher. Fred! Fred! Fred!
Oh, yeah. Got Michael in the house. That man can play that trumpet, man.
Sure, he sure can.
That's my favorite James Brown song.
Mm-hmm. But James Brown isn't playing the trumpet, true?
No,
oh,
no.
Okay.
He's just singing and dancing.
Oh.
You know, what I heard in the news today really upset me.
Oh.
When is Biden, this president, when is he going to shut this border down? Because, you know, everyone knows he's lying through his teeth. He doesn't need approval from Congress or the Senate, the House. All he has to do is sign a couple of pieces of paper like Trump did, and he could close the border. You just listened to the news today, and an immigrant, illegal alien,
Haitian,
from Haiti,
mm-hmm,
raped a 15-year-old child.
Yes.
A 15-year-old disabled child.
In Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's locked up. How many more deaths, rapes, drugs is going to come over this border on Biden's watch? And I'll tell you, you know why he won't sign these papers?
Tell me.
I'll tell you why he won't sign them. Because people, he doesn't want people coming back to him saying you just put it back in place what Donald Trump originally signed into law about the border. And all these woke jackasses and all these jackass Democrats. And I used to be a Democrat at one time.
Oh.
For many, many years.
That's interesting.
I even campaigned for President Kennedy.
Well, you were little then.
Yeah. Well, not that little. But I remember passing out his bumper stickers. I saved one of his pins.
I voted for every single Democrat. I even voted for Obama the first time. The second time I did not.
Yeah.
And I will never in my whatever life I have left in me, I will never vote Democrat again, ever. You notice, and Niz says, wow, you have a Kennedy pin. That's, I saved one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that all the Democrats today, all of them, are complete liars. I mean, I've never seen such lying in my life, the way the Democrats are lying to the people today. You know, remember in the beginning, and their hatred for Trump is so severe that they're willing to bring down the country just so this man would not be president again.
Yeah, you know, Trump, he's got to start to get himself organized, because this week, and I'm not a Biden fan by any means, he made fun of Biden's stuttering. But what is wrong with him? Why can't he have a little empathy and social grace in him? He continues to do that. The alienation will just continue. He's got to stop. He's a grown man.
Well,
why is it? Why does he do that?
Because the world is not polite. Nowhere in but our society where you have to be polite, or if you're in England, you know, people get upset over meaningless shit. But he tells it like it is.
He tells
and
it like
if you can't handle the sarcasm, then you need to be taught about what sarcasm means.
Yeah, it's just unkind. And if he's really trying to pick up votes, you know, and get,
life is unkind.
He's got to. Yeah, we know that. We all know that. But in this case, he shouldn't learn from last time.
Well, you know what?
He has to handle those rulers in other countries like they gonna bar fight. Or else they'll walk all over like they're doing right now.
I do agree with you to a certain extent.
Just stop it. Tell me stop.
I do agree with you to a certain extent. Yeah. I think if he really wants more votes and really wants to win this,
he needs that fringe.
He needs to talk more professional.
No.
Well, more presidential. Well, let's face it. Trump is not going to do it.
Stop making fun of people. I don't see the point.
He's not going to do it. And you know what? I tell everybody, though. Flapper's in the house. I tell everyone. I don't care. I don't care if Trump makes fun of everyone every day. As long as I could pay $1.78 a gallon and I could go to the grocery store and buy two or three bags of grocery for $150 instead of $350, I don't care if he makes fun of his mother every day. I don't care.
Doss, you don't mean that. I'm sure you don't.
What did Doss say? Where is he?
A second from the bottom.
What did he say? Oh, I disagree. I also...
Very funny.
He said, I also enjoy picking on retards.
For God's sakes.
Speaking of retards.
You're going to talk about Kennedy, I'm sure.
Okay. Kennedy that's running?
Yeah.
Listen, Kennedy, if he really wanted to do the American people a favor, he would just support Trump. Because nobody is going to vote for a man. First of all, yeah. his voice is horrible.
All right, another.
His voice, he talks like this. Oh, God, he sounds like
though.
The Exorcist. Come over me, and I tell you what.
There's something wrong with him physically. I think.
There is, but that doesn't mean a person should be in position to lead the country.
Exactly.
Who has a speech impediment or somebody who hasn't got the frame of mind to lead. You got to remember, Trump was a CEO, mm-hmm. and he probably talked even harder to the subordinates below him that were controlling the construction or the administration parts. He probably called them all kinds of goddamn names to shame them into doing their freaking job, because we have a country that doesn't want to work. It's going to take somebody to kick everybody in the ass that has to go out there and make a living instead of sponging off of everybody who's making a living.
You know, and I agree with what Das wrote. It said RFK lost me when he chose Aaron Rodgers as his VP.
Well, I don't think he chose him yet. He's considering him. It's kind of
weird. Even though he's considering, and he's also considering another whack job.
Hi, Muhammad.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Well, he used to be governor somewhere.
He, you know, Jesse.
Wasn't
is,
he? I don't know.
Listen, I like him as a wrestler. When he was wrestling.
Yeah.
But he's a nut job.
He was I think he was governor of Minnesota.
And I also like Jesse on Predator, the movie Predator.
I don't know.
I know people out there saw the movie. I like it. He had that minigun.
Wasn't Ronald Reagan an actor?
Minigun.
Ronald. No.
Wasn't he an actor?
Reagan was already dead when Predator was made.
No, I'm just saying.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was on it.
No, I'm talking about presidential candidates in general.
Yeah, Reagan made a movie with a monkey.
There you go. So what's the difference?
Yeah, but listen, there's a big difference between Ronald Reagan than Jesse the Body Ventura.
They were both actors and
governors. Let me tell you something. Jesse couldn't hold Ronald Reagan's left nut.
Oh,
Ronald Reagan had a way about him. He was smart as hell. The way the man talked, I placed this man the second best president ever. You know who I placed first? You know who I placed first?
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. I don't care what anyone says. That man gave his life up. Gave his life up to free the slaves.
Okay.
And he gave him reparations. And then after he was killed, the Democrats voted it down and said, we're not going to do it no more.
Exactly.
And they did not allow the Emancipation Proclamation because if they freed the black slaves, they would have had to free the white slaves too.
That's right.
Oh, so
you got to get your, you have to get your train of thought. Why did they kill Lincoln? It wasn't because he was fighting the South and he was causing them to go down. He was trying to end slavery because there was very little slavery at the time up in the North. And that was being weeded out at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand that we have in today's Congress and Senate and the Dagon administration, we have people who lost their law license for doing stupid shit, and we are allowing them to make laws for us. It's laws for thee, but not for me situation.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't even stop them for drunk driving. All they got to do is, I'm late for a congressional party, or I'm late for a meeting. And that person has to let them go, even though they're going to collide into somebody within five minutes.
Yep.
Or it could be the president and say, I don't remember when it comes to his documents.
Well, you know, shit. You can look at the little jokes and stuff that's going on, but just remember something very, very important. Joe Biden has his freaking brain. Okay. He does know what the hell's going on. The only difference is he is being he's being controlled. He's a puppet for somebody else who is making him do those decisions. Because here's the bottom line. They're trying to destroy America because we're the last place anybody wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Once we lose our freedoms, we have nothing.
Slave Mark, replace the old one. Das is demented.
Already have a slave market. It's called your daily job. You're being paid a little bit of money for your work, and the company or the corporation you're working for is making all the profits.
Amen.
Well, they always did.
Just wait. Hi, Craig. Welcome to Live Studio.
You know what? I am so sick too. Also, I see that the judge ruled in favor of keeping the prosecutor, Fanny.
No.
He gave her conditions.
He gave her options.
Well, he already resigned. Her assistant, who she was fucking
that was one
all
of the
along,
options. That was
who
one of
she
the
was lying out of her ass.
Yes.
Oh, I like when she said, I gave him a G note. I gave him a G. Who the fuck? Listen, you're she's really a classy woman. I gave him a G note.
Yeah. Well, her whole office is now compromised. I mean, she's not in favor.
She also committed a felony. She took money from her campaign.
She's a hoe.
And took it home with her. That is fucking illegal. That will get you 10 years in jail.
Yep. And
nothing will happen because we're governed under English law. not constitutional law. So nothing will happen until Trump gets in there and say, we're going back to constitutional law, and all you paid liars and judges have to be re-educated in constitutional law.
Yeah.
And to hell with the English law. There'll be no bar association, British Accreditation Registry.
They need to throw her out, and that's one ugly bitch. Let me tell you something. I've seen some beautiful black women in my life, and that's an ugly bitch. I wouldn't fuck her. Not enough alcohol or dope to make me bang her.
Nothing more than a hood rat.
Even in my rampage days when I owned the bar, if she walked in, I wouldn't have gave her a second look. She's nasty.
There's nothing
She's a nasty woman. And I think the guy, what's his name? The guy that was fucking her.
Wade. He returned to
I think the only reason why he did jump on that was because of the cash.
Sure.
That's the only reason. Well,
getting divorced or wanted to get divorced or whatever that was about.
He got $1 million. And she said, do me when we go on vacations.
Yeah.
Now, they were doing it back in 19 when Trump was still in office. And she put up her daggone campaign as she's going to do something about Trump.
Right.
Okay, this is all planned out. It's all been set up.
Right.
And this is what's happening now. Their setup fell to the ground in 1 million pieces.
I'm laughing at what Das wrote. He put a pack of Kools, a six-pack of beer, and a can of Lysol, and I'd hit it.
And Das would probably do about anything.
Nisro, when it comes to dick and pussy, we can never say what, why, or what. And that ain't that the truth. You know, some guys will let that pussy rule their life. I know a lot of people. That shit will let the. I had a close friend of mine. I know this guy for like 15, since I was 15 years old. And I never forget, he was dating. I'm not going to mention any names because he's still alive. I don't want him calling me up saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I remember many times he would sleep out in the pouring rain in front of his girlfriend's house. That's how much he liked. He missed that pussy when she cut him off.
Oh.
And some guys will do anything. I mean, anything. Anything at all. Just to get it. Back, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't like that. I just go pay for it.
Most guys are like unneutered dogs. They'll go out and they'll bang anything. If they can smell it, they'll do it.
Oh,
you know, but they don't have any self-confidence for one, and they don't have a hell of a lot of self-respect either, because they're out there chasing constantly. And they get to 40 years old and they go, you know, I should have settled down earlier, but I couldn't, you know. It's like you weren't even thinking about it at the time. You had your head clouded with the smell of tuna fish.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, well,
that's disgusting, man.
But,
don't even get me.
You
on
know
that.
Me. I'll tell you like it is. I don't sit there. I'm not a nice person.
Doss said, "Can of Lysol."
Can of Lysol ain't going to do nothing for you except make you think you're doing something good.
It kills
germs. It ain't going to kill the frickin' germs on that, Corkers.
99.9% it kills.
Yeah. What about that 0.1%?
Well, you know what that 0.1%?
That might be incurable.
It's called the clap.
No, it's called...
That's the clap.
It's called syphilis, man.
I can't get rid of the clap. That was weird. Niz said, stop. What does that say? I can't see it. Stop dressing pussy, you men.
No dissing.
Oh, dissing. Stop dissing pussy, you men. B-E-D at 40.
Well, that when you become ED at 40, look at the damn money you're saving. You're not going out on dates and trying to wind over some shit, man. If you get married early, you know, that's why Grandpa had a damn garden.
You know why? It's more safer. You may as well just jerk off because that's safe. You know, you can't get anything from that unless your hands are dirty.
Everybody puts sex up front of everything. And I tell you what, if you do that, you'll never, ever goddamn get to where you want to go unless you're just going for the slits. Okay.
Well,
I mean, that's the one thing that you have to, that's the one thing you have to look at. I mean, most guys will never get very far once they've been married. I'm not saying everybody, but most guys, they'll slave at the same fucking job they hate. They won't go out because why? Mama wants a new TV or mama wants a new dress and mama wants a new whatever. And you're slaving away because if you go home and say, I quit my job to go find another and she's going to fucking kill you. I mean, you cut her money off and she's sitting at the house. It's a nightmare.
Well, you got to have money to live, though.
I mean, you have to have money to live. But what I'm saying is, if you want to get ahead in life, you have to do many, many things that to get there that you have to keep your concentration on.
Of course, any relationship you're in is not easy. It's work.
Yeah, and when you're trying to excel yourself, it's 10 times more stuff because you got all these nooks and crannies you got to walk around and bow down to and all this other shit trying to get to the top of the ladder. Most people only get up 5 or 6 rungs and then they get a little bit scared. Oh, I don't want to be a foreman. Why not? It pays more. Yeah, but I don't want that stress.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's a high percentage of people that are working that do not like their job. I think it's very high.
Ask anybody at McDonald's if they love their job. Most of them are teenagers. The rest of them are going, it gives me money. It's all I'm worried about.
What sucks is today, especially today, the way the work is out there, all bosses expect you to do double the work. You know, they don't want to pay someone else.
Not all of them.
Majority of them
do. But there's some of them who want you to excel in a job.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, so you become kind of a liability to your employer, especially if you're working for a small business. Everybody has to cross train to the other jobs around them. If Joey's not going to make it that day because he got drunk Sunday night and couldn't get to work, you got to run that machine. If you don't know how to run that machine, they got to sit there and go, well, shit, that one's down. We're going to lose a ton of money on that one because that's our primary.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there stomping out small parts and, you know, business is business. I mean, but you have to be able to take on the ability to cross train to a better job at better level.
Yep.
And I used to tell them whenever I went in to apply for a job, they say, well, what do you expect? And I go, I'm expecting to take your place. And the bosses would say, you're hired. Yeah. And I get my job because I show them I'm not there just to catch a paycheck. I'm here to learn. I'm here to do my job.
McDonald's does 100% reimbursement to employees who go to college.
Yeah, sometimes that's a nightmare.
You know,
he's got a master's degree in political science, but he won't go out and get a job in political science for a company or nothing. He stays there because he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. You know what?
Spend $90,000.
I'm so glad that I work for myself because I'm an NRA pistol instructor, because I found out as I got older, I will never work for anyone anymore. I'm not going to take orders from people. I can't stand asshole bosses, because when I worked in these nursing homes for the 30 years I was there, you know, nursing homes, they're executive directors who's in charge of the whole building and basically the boss of everyone. Oh, he doesn't last long anymore. They used to be on the job 10, 15, 20 years. Now the turnover rate's like every 2 years, the executive director's gone. I remember one building I worked at, I was there for 6 years. They went through six directors. Every year there was a new director. And what really boiled me up was every single director that came in had a different vision for the place, which was a crock of shit. And not one of these directors truly cared about any patient in the nursing home. All they cared about.
That's why they became storage facilities.
That's right. All they cared about was sending the buck back to the company. You know, you can't spend that much. You got to cut. He cut overtime of the nursing staff so low that the building got written up by the Department of Health, because you have to have a certain amount of nurses on each floor covering every single hour. And this, you know, these money hungry people really didn't care about the patient's life or not. They just cared about the almighty dollar.
That's a lot of those places that the nursing staff does the cleanup too. They don't want to hire a housekeeping to come in and clean up. So the nurse has to break away, clean up a mess, and mop the floors and sweep the floors and dust everything. And they're getting taxed out. I mean, you know, you have to look at, it's all about the big companies making profits.
Yep.
You know, that's all they're worried about. Am I going to be able to afford to go to Tahiti for a month? You know, or am I going to get my third home over by the ocean down at sea level with climate change going on?
Yeah.
It's a scam.
It is. It's a shame. And a lot of the nursing homes I worked in, I wouldn't put my dog in these nursing homes. Yeah. It's really a disgrace, man, because at night, you have the majority of the people that work in nursing homes at night are that really are supposed to look out for the residents are the CNAs, because there's only so many nurses, and the CNAs don't give a jack shit about your mom or dad. They couldn't care less. All, you know, when I used to go in the building 5 o'clock in the morning, they were sleeping. They would disconnect the call for aid. That's why the majority of people in nursing homes die in the middle of the night, because no one goes to their aid. Niz wrote, she was always in dirty diapers. Of course, they never changed the patient. And Raccoon probably knows a lot about this too, because they don't even, these people had bed sores on them because they weren't rotating the poor residents that couldn't get up, that either had a stroke, they couldn't move. They don't rotate these patients' bodies in the bed. And that's how these sores.
Or they put them in the rec room and they leave them there for 4 or 5 hours. And then they walk in there and two or three of them have fell out of their wheelchairs or off the table. And they don't pay attention to them. And rehab centers are getting that way too.
Yep.
You're supposed to go in there and get rehabilitated physically or emotionally or whatever, and they just look at you as a damn dollar sign.
Yep.
That's all they're looking at.
Even James wrote they abuse people that live there verbally. I used to see that all the time. They would turn to a patient and say, "You shut the fuck up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth." They even told one patient, "I won't bring you no dinner tonight. You shut up." How could you speak to people like that, man? You know,
most people, hey, Felix, most people who are in that field shouldn't be there. They don't even know how to raise their kids. They treat their kids the same way they treat the patients.
Exactly.
You're supposed to care for the people, not abuse the people.
Most of the people, and I know I'm going to catch flack from saying this, but I don't give a fuck, because I'm the type of guy that tells it like it is. If I offend you, that's too fucking bad. I don't care. I really don't care at my stage in my life. I call it like it is now. And most of the CNAs and everyone that works there at night are fucking gutter people. They're low-life people. And now, don't take me wrong here. I'm not, just because some of them might live in a low-income housing doesn't make someone a low-life. I hope you know what I mean by low-life. And when I say low-life people, I mean, people that don't even care, like Raccoon said, don't even have any morals or couldn't care about themselves. They couldn't give a fuck what goes on. They have, I know one place, and again, I'm not going to mention names. I know one that had a daughter working with her. She was a lowlife herself, and they were out in the parking lot smoking herb. I mean, really? Really? And then you're going to go back to work stoned on your ass, and you don't even give a shit what's happening to these poor elderly people that can't take care of themselves. And that's what your fucking job is for, is to take care of these people.
Don't most of the CNAs work two shifts because they just don't get paid enough to live?
Some do. And that's why they sleep all night.
That's why they're sleeping. They're working the second shift.
Especially when you're doing 10 and 12 hour shifts.
Right.
Yep.
So they're all 20, you know.
Let me tell you something. I'll never forget. There was one gentleman. I used to go in his room every day.
Hi, Chuck.
He had a massive stroke, but he can speak. Sure. He couldn't move.
Yeah.
They had to feed him. Right. Right. He was a very intelligent man. And he was from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. I used to go in there every day and talk to this man. So one day I couldn't take it anymore. I went to the head nurse, right?
Sure.
Well, I take that back. I went to the director.
Hi, Zach.
And I said, this man has been sitting in his bed for almost a week, and none of you have taken him out. And I'm demanding that someone take him out of this damn bed and bring him in the recreation room, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened?
Well,
he went and told the head nurse. The head nurse called me in their office and shut the door.
Oh, dear.
And said to me, you know something? You're the director of the facility, meaning maintenance, housekeeping, and laundry. You need to shut your mouth.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
And your peers, I guess, with her.
Yeah. He said, you need to shut up and mind your business. I will take care of nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You couldn't take care of your fucking self. What a fucking disgrace. And anybody out there that's hearing this, if you have someone in the nursing home, right?
Yeah.
You better go there every fucking day. Every fucking day. You, if you have a mom, a dad, a sister, or a loved one, you need to show up every day to let them see that you care about your relative, because then the word's going to spread through the home, because that's the way it goes. Oh, Mr. Smith is here every day to see her husband. You better make sure he's dressed right. He looks good. He's getting the care. That's what you got to do. They suck. They fucking suck. If you
really pisses off the slackers at the nursing home is when there's a mob of people in there looking at their relatives. They don't like that. They don't like you to be there except for certain times. Well, at 8 o'clock, we're going to put them to bed. Shit, they've been in bed for the last goddamn week. What do you mean? You know, they've been.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I lost.
He must have hit a button. What did you do?
Hi to Kat Simpson. Welcome to Live Studio. We're glad to have you here.
What did you do? Mute yourself?
He is still connected.
Well, I can't hear him.
Oh, and he's gone. Well, maybe we should.
He's
coming back.
He's coming back. Are you there? Uh-oh.
Maybe we should get back on topic about talking about classified documents, Mr. Robop. What do you think? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm going to be on mute.
He's got dogs barking.
Yeah, getting back to the classified documents.
Good.
You know what amazes me is I watched the hearing.
Yes.
I watched the hearing. Back to the classified documents.
What hearing did you listen
to? I watched the hearing with, what's that guy's name? He got a weird name.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
What was that guy's name? His or her? Her.
Her. His last name is her.
You know, I like that one senator when he asked him what was the difference, you know, meaning he said that Joe Biden had these classified documents for years.
Since he was senator, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, And some were highly classified.
Sure.
So he had the nerve. They said, well, why are you making the decision not to prosecute him?
Right.
And he's saying, because it would have been hard for the jury to prosecute, to find him guilty because of his state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, at the time when this senator was asking him questions, he said at the time when Joe Biden took these classified documents home, which spanned over 30 years,
right,
he knew exactly what he was doing.
Sure. Then he did. He's probably,
you know what? I wish I was a senator there asking her questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean her as a woman.
No,
I mean, Mr. Her.
The guy was upright.
I would have said to him, you know what, Mr. Her? I think tomorrow I'm going to go rob a bank.
Yep.
And then I'm going to take all the money I can out of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you try to prosecute me,
right,
I'm going to say that I didn't know what I was doing. No, I don't remember.
I don't remember
that's going in there with a gun and robbing this bank. I don't remember.
Perfect. And you should get, you should.
So you cannot prosecute me. You know.
Hey, Felix.
Yeah. Yep.
What do we do, though, because he has sowed so many secrets that he had illegally? What exactly do we do with a person like that? You prosecute him any goddamn way because they're guilty. Put him in a goddamn padded cell and give some of them CNAs that don't look after the patients him to look after. Okay? Because he has been a criminal all his fucking life.
Yes.
Israeli, you're right about that.
Border espionage and borders, you know.
But he's also committed treason.
Treason, that's what I was looking at.
Treason was given out when he started giving China the goddamn permission to control those damn documents he had at that one place he had them. Five places he had them stashed. China had some of them.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yep.
That's treason. Never let your enemy have your goddamn secrets. If you keep them in a box, you keep them in your goddamn basement and all this other shit. But as soon as you let anybody see them, that's treason.
Yep. Niz said the DOJ failed all of us. Dysfunctional, unethical, and
the government has failed all of us.
Of course they did. What a fucking double standard that is. You know what? That horse said the difference between Trump and Biden was we asked for the documents and Trump wouldn't hand them over. Really? Really? Well, Trump didn't have these documents for 30 years. When Joe Biden was a senator, he was not allowed to take those documents home.
That's correct.
Also, the part they don't tell you is the daggone government went there and told him, okay, you got them secured, but you need to change the lock style. Put a lock on it. Then they came back and they raided goddamn Melania's goddamn underwear drawer.
Yeah, they just wanted to smell them.
They said they found them in the bathroom. Bullshit. They've been lying to us since World War II about every goddamn thing. If they want to keep something a secret so we don't know as the citizens, they always cap it with the goddamn national security, even though it shows how blatantly bad they're treating us or how they're so blatantly giving our secrets away because we owe somebody who's controlling the other countries.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing is these son of a bitches all need to be hung from lampposts when it's over with. Let them hang there until their bodies separate from their damn heads and then dump them in the goddamn pigsty.
It's a shame.
Because these people have committed the worst atrocities in our government's history, dating back to goddamn 1913.
Oh,
it's always been the same shit over, but it's getting more and more and more in the last 8 years, 9 years. Shit went south and nobody wants to do anything about it. And nobody wants to get off their lazy ass and say, we're going to bring up charges.
Yep.
They say, well, the president has immunity. No, if you read the goddamn Constitution, you will find out the president does not have the immunity that they're saying he has. Yeah, he has immunity to do certain things.
Uh-oh. The CIA. And he didn't hang himself.
Well, the only good thing that could come out of this whole debacle with Biden not being, you know, the jury would be sympathetic and not find him guilty, even though he's not been exonerated, is Trump should learn from that and say, I can't remember. He should go the same route before. Yep. So a double standard is avoided. Trump's going to have
raccoon. Who is
Trump's going to have to play? That's all.
Who is muting him?
I don't know.
Because we're not doing it.
Maybe dogs are barking.
Who the hell is muting him?
Hard to say.
That's strange.
The other thing I did notice in the film that keeps showing over and over again about Biden backing his Corvette into the garage.
Yep.
I wonder if his Corvette is an EV. What do you think?
His Corvette?
Yeah.
Is what?
An electric vehicle.
No.
Oh.
No, it's an old style.
That's all I can keep thinking of when he backs it into the garage.
It's an old ass Corvette.
You know how old people sometimes they when they try to put their car in the garage, they, you know, swipe the side of it or whatever. How come Biden doesn't do that? Maybe he is more lucid than we
think. Surprised he doesn't run into the house.
You also have to remember a president is not allowed to drive from the time he's elected into office. Until he dies, he cannot drive a vehicle.
Well, I don't know. He's taking his Corvette then.
No. It's a fucking law. He cannot drive. When he was in that fucking electric truck that day, there was another guy on the other side with a steering wheel in front of him, and Joe Biden acted like he was driving. Yeah. But a president cannot, for security reasons, drive a motor vehicle from the time he is elected into office, and by the time he dies, he cannot drive a vehicle.
Hey, listen, when your mic went off, who is doing that?
My wife calls me, and it knocked off me from Podbeam. And I don't know why it does that, but it always shuts me down.
Oh, all right. I thought the fucking government was...
No. I'm on an old version with my new phone because it's the only one that works, and that's what it does to me.
Yeah. Well... I think they already dropped a lot of charges against Trump in that one case.
Well, the next thing that's coming up is March 25th. That's his next.
Yep.
And that's going
to get dropped too.
Yeah, that's the argument.
I think it will. I'm so glad.
Everything that they're bringing up to him is unconstitutional as hell.
Yep.
Because of the fact they say, oh, you had this going on, you had that going on, had the rape case of a woman who's already accused seven other men of raping her and never won a goddamn case because there was no evidence, and there still is no evidence.
Shit, she's going to get $83 million dollars from Trump.
I am so glad.
Well, he's going to get his money back because she's going to end up going to jail here pretty soon because of the fact she perjures herself every time she gets on a stand and starts her damn accusations.
Oh.
She has a history of that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I'm so glad I don't hear Nikki Haley anymore. Yep. I got so tired of her.
She dropped
Holy
out.
Holy shit. Was she annoying?
Oh.
She was up here
with
annoying.
Kamala Harris as far as annoying.
You know who I want to see Trump as his vice president? That woman that was in the military. What's her name?
Tulsi.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard? I don't know her last name.
Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
I like her. I think she's smart. I think she would be a hell of a vice president.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd kowtow to Trump the way he needs you to kiss the ring. Not sure she's like that.
I don't know.
His best vice president might be Ben Carson.
No, hell no. That guy is out. He's out in left field.
He's a brain surgeon.
He's okay, but he talks like a fucking turtle. You ever hear him talking? He'll say a couple of words.
Talking. I mean, it's not any worse than what we got right now.
Holy Christ. I can't stand him.
Kamala went to visit an abortion
clinic. I'd rather have that other guy. What's his name?
Tim Scott?
Listen, I'd rather have Tim Scott over Ben Carson.
Smiley Tim, it's weird. He's a weird guy, too.
Well, he's not going.
Well, everybody has their standards of who they think should be, but just remember something very, very important about elections. You have to have enough people to get the person elected. So if you want so-and-so and you're pissed off because they didn't become vice president, so you're not going to vote for the president. All this other bullshit, childish behavior, just remember – if you can run the fucking country better, go for it.
Well,
if you can't, shut the hell up and just go with the flow.
The reason that
it might be also another president who is appointed, not elected.
The reason that the vice president matters this time is Trump can only serve one term. So whoever he picks for vice president has a good chance of running for president next go round. So it's a little different.
If they decide to. A lot of vice presidents say, hell no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Well, and some vice presidents aren't cut out to be president. I agree with that. But it is something to consider.
There's Chuck.
Yeah. So who else do you like for vice president other than the Kennedy choices?
Kennedy.
Yeah, we already talked about his.
He's got a chance in hell.
You know what, though? He's garnering like 9-11% of the vote in the United States.
Who the hell cares?
Who's he taking votes away
Biden.
From?
He'll take them away from Biden.
Why?
Because wasn't he?
Just to prove a point. He's trying to prove a point is what he's trying to do. He knows he can't get it. And you also have to understand back in the 60s when Kennedy got killed and his brother Robert got killed.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was said in the newspapers that the Kennedys were told if another one runs for president, they will be assassinated.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Well, he's all about conspiracy.
That was published back in 1964.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
Well, this one was a child in 1964.
You know,
it doesn't make no fucking difference. He's a Kennedy.
You know who
he's a Kennedy. They don't want a Kennedy in there because they're afraid he'll be like John.
Yeah.
Or Robert.
You know who I think would be a good vice president for Trump? The Speaker of the House.
Seth, travel safely.
No.
I like
the House is the third person to be in charge. The Speaker of the House has to remain where he's at.
Well, you don't have to.
Or a good Speaker of the House who goes with what's going on because of the fact that if the president is taken out or is put through the ringer and kicked out, and then the vice president comes in and then they get kicked out, who's next? The Speaker of the House.
And this makes a good point. Biden's administration wasn't giving Kennedy security now that he's running for president.
No.
Yeah.
He won't.
Yeah.
He didn't give him security from day one. Yeah, he turned it down.
The Democrats do not like the Kennedys.
Well, of course
Except that one that was the senator. He was always into everything. I mean, I actually worked a lot with a guy. He was one of my clients, and he was related to the Kennedys, and he told me a shit pot full of stuff about the Kennedys.
Yeah, they're not.
He's a Fitzgerald, and his mother was John Kennedy's mother's sister.
Oh.
What did Eric write?
Yeah, the Kennedys, it's another,
Eric says, crap. I'm here under my secondary account.
Oh.
Oh, he's running two shows.
Oh, he's running two shows. Well, how about Vivek? He sort of dropped out of sight as well as Haley.
He's an idiot.
Dropped out.
Who?
Vivek.
Oh, yeah. Please.
The Indian guy. The Indian guy wasn't going to be a good one. He also had to understand what his history is. What business is he in right now?
I thought he was a tech guy. I don't really know a lot about him.
No, he wasn't a tech guy. He was tied into the medical industry.
Oh, medical? Oh. But
his company was doing vaccines.
Oh. His wife is a doctor.
Yeah.
Like a surgeon of some kind. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Eric wrote, could you guys hear me?
Yes.
No, we can't.
Hear how? He's not connected.
You're not even
hear
up
you,
on
but we can see your writing.
We can see you, but we can't hear you.
Very cute. Well,
uh-oh.
Is that he's the whole list?
Is he here?
No, not really.
He's on the panel right now. I see him on the panel with his mic muted.
I don't see him here.
Interesting. Who are some other candidates that people have dropped out over time? And that guy, Burnham, what happened to him? Isn't he out where you live, Raccoon? His name was Burnham.
I don't know. I've never heard of the guy.
He was running. He was some kind of businessman as well. But he was pro-Trump very early and dropped out.
There was a lot of them.
Chris Christie's gone.
Oh, that fat pig? I'm glad he's gone. He's a jackass.
Let's see who else. There were 12 of them in total. There's a lot of them. I can't think of any others. Those are the ones that stick out for me.
What a joke.
There's always a whole bunch of them on there so they can pilfer out their damn political aid money that they're getting, you know?
Right, I mean, exactly.
Politicians should have to run on what they have in their pocket, not what everybody has to donate to them. And the fact that every one of them gets an astronomical amount to run their campaigns with that comes from us, the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
They should not be able to do that. They should be running on their own goddamn pocket.
Yeah, but then only have to run around. Right?
The thing I'm saying is they should run on their own pocket. They could get donations for gas or plane tickets to fly to another place, but they can't have millions of dollars from the taxpayer to run for a goddamn office where they pledge and they promise the world and they spend 2 years trying to get out of the promises they make to blame on somebody else why the damn promises aren't coming out.
Hi, Cara Bullitt. Welcome to Live Studio. And to Ms. Angie.
Most politicians, you know when they're lying, their lips are moving. They don't give a shit about the people. They're in there to make money. Look at Ocasio or AOC.
Oh, I can't stand
went in as a bartender, and now she's worth $12 million. How in the hell did she get that?
That's the voters in New York. That's on them.
Where did she get all that money?
She got it from insider trading. The same shit you can't do, she can do because they passed a law that they don't get held accountable for.
Why can't I do it?
Do you know?
Because it's against the law for the common man.
No, you don't hear me talking at work and play your stocks based on what I say? Huh, interesting. Yeah. That's insider trading.
Every goddamn politician is heavy into insider trading.
Of course.
Damn one of them. And not only that, they get money from the lobbyists that come in and want to get something pushed through. And they say, okay, Democrats, come here. I'm going to give everybody a certain amount. And the head goddamn Democrat of the party gets a large amount because they were able to conjure these people together and get them to promise to do this.
And interesting, while you're talking about that with the whole TikTok vote that happened this weekend. This week, two of our congressmen voted no, and the reason is because they get money from.
I'll tell you, ByteDance. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
Trump already said on TV he does not want TikTok banned.
No one's banned.
No, wait a minute.
Let's be careful with the words.
Listen. What are the rules then? What are the rules?
They have to divest.
All right.
American company has to own
wait
them.
A minute. Wait a minute. What happens if that doesn't happen?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, what happens if it doesn't happen?
Yeah, then they're going to ban it. Yeah.
Okay, so Trump went on national TV and said he's against banning TikTok. And I'll tell you why he said it. You know why he said it?
He wants the young vote.
Of course.
Oh, no. Okay. No. Not only that, it also restricts freedom of speech.
Well, in this case,
can't you get on social media and say what you want without having, like, Facebook is the enemy.
Right.
You can't say shit on there. I've been banned there for so many damn times. I don't even go back to the damn thing anymore.
You want me to play you my favorite TikTok? This is it.
Oh, gosh.
And anytime I'm feeling depressed, yes. I hope you guys can hear this. It's actually, I'll let you play. I'll play it first. You tell me what it is.
Okay.
Let me. You know what that is?
Sadly, I do.
Sounds like you need to put a little lube in that hand.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I'm going to send it to Raccoon. It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. It's a parrot singing a song.
Dancing as well.
And dancing and singing.
You're nuts.
Anytime. Is that little green parrot?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Let me tell you something. I would pay $1,000 for something like that.
What do you mean?
If he sang that song, it just makes me laugh and watch the way he moves.
I don't have TikTok on my phone or anywhere. I refuse to join.
Oh, my God. Is that funny as hell?
Absolutely not.
That is so
funny. I see it on X. A lot of Twitter stuff gets on X, and I see it on X. And there's certain people on there that love to put that on there, and they play all the different videos that parrot and that other big ass parrot has too.
Yeah, and they have that cockatoo.
So what is
the thing we have to The thing we have to understand about banning TikTok, that will only be the first one.
No, it's owned by
they'll go through and they'll continue to fucking force their hands just like they always do on every goddamn thing. And they'll say, oh, well, we got to ban this because they're saying disinformation and misinformation and going against the democracy. Well, sorry to tell you people, but this is not a fucking democracy. It's supposed to be a republic.
I think
democracy is one step away from communism.
The difference here is, though, it's owned by the CCP, which is a foreign adversary. That's how they're getting away. That's how they're getting away with it, with the bill the way it's written.
Yeah, but it's owned by the CCP and it's subsidized. Just like we subsidize McDonald's to CCP so they can have people burgers too. Okay?
Yeah.
We do a lot of shit all over the goddamn world like that.
Yep.
But when you sit there and you start nitpicking on it, just remember, we did it to ourselves for the simple fact they made it too goddamn obvious for people to get on there and do whatever the hell they want. You got more out there that are doing some illegal shit.
Yeah.
You got Facebook pushing pedophilia. Right. You got Instagram doing the same shit. But nobody's talking about them. Why? Because fucking Congress has stocks in them things.
Oh, of course.
That's right.
Well, get off TikTok. Yep.
Eric, what's happening in the Podbean world?
Well, I know I was on my primary account over in Cummings' Culture. I think he went a little over an hour, but he's got a really great show this evening in case you missed him, but I'm sure you'll catch his published episode. But coming up a little bit later, you'll have Marley doing Underground Shuffle and Russ doing, Outside of Normal later. And of course, it is now True Crime Tuesday turned Forensic Friday. So that should really be a really awesome show worth checking out. And of course, I think the Beans and Weenie show is doomed as taking hiatus tomorrow night, if I understood Scooter correctly. But hopefully that show returns next Saturday. But otherwise, him and Scooter and James will be back Wednesday evening for the Beans and Weenie, a slightly doomed show, which that should really be good. And then also be on the lookout for like chill shows like The Illuminated Brilliance of Caps, The Stewie Griffin Show over the weekend. And also be on the lookout for next week, the Ralph William podcast, the Old Man's Podcast Weekdays, the Lunchtime Outside of Normal. Be on the lookout for the Frankie D Show and Substance for Days, and maybe a surprise lunch with Spanky from the Beans and Weenie is Doom Show. And also be on the lookout for the Potluck Podcast next Wednesday, and the Soccer 82 Alpha Podcast, 6-2-0 Patio, the Pulse Wednesday Variety Show, and so many other great podcast friends here on Podbean elsewhere, and hopefully we still have the new seasons of the Slightly Serious Show coming up, and then Amber May, she's been knocking it out of the park with the Amber May Show, and whenever John DeVito comes back, that he'll be back with all new episodes of the John DeVito Show, and you got a really awesome roster of content creators here on Podbean.
Yep. So if anybody out there is new to my show, follow us. We're on every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Again with that.
Well, you don't like Eastern Standard Time?
Now we're in Daylight Savings Time.
So
still Eastern Standard Time.
Still Eastern Standard Time. It doesn't change.
Well, and then this weekend is St. Patrick's Day, so if anybody's partying and having a good time, Felix is going to remind you, don't drink and drive.
That's right.
And next week is the spring equinox.
Yes.
And also, isn't there a solar eclipse, right?
That's in April.
April 8th.
That's in April.
Wow.
March 31st, of course, is Easter.
Yes. And
you have to
wear special glasses to look at that, right?
At the eclipse.
Yeah, like a welding visor would be helpful because it can block the sun's rays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mess up your eyes? Yeah.
Well, people, have a good weekend.
Felix, I have to add one more thing.
What is it?
Just remember, I didn't kill myself.
All right, people, have a safe weekend. Don't drink and drive.
Absolutely.
And don't do anything Zach wouldn't do.
And Rocky's also got to remind us of
his everything. Yeah, that's right.
Don't do nothing I wouldn't do, and if you do, don't name it after me.
I thought you were going to say you'd kill yourself, right, Rocky?
I already said that.
I'll tell you, I want to thank everybody that jumped in. Niz, Chucky, Chuck, Craig, Das, James, Miss Angie.
Miss Angie.
Angie. Isn't that that Rolling Stone song?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah.
It is, right.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. I'm taking you out with a little WAP music. Woo! Che la luna mezzomare. Mamma mia, 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 mia. Man!
Keep hope in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Take me out with it all.
Bye.
You too. Woo!
Sette ogni abisciola e te va e te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Se ci picchia pandesia.
Oh!
Oh,
mamma!
La 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 la. Oh, mamma! La 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 la.
I'm out of here, people! Ciao!
Mamma dear, come on.